You are Locked On Orioles, your daily Baltimore Orioles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday morning and welcome back in to the Locked On Orioles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, I am your host, Connor Newcomb. Well, it is January 4th, Monday here in 2021. Of course, we've put the year 2020 behind us, but that has not led to any changes in the Major League Baseball offseason, or at least for the pace of the offseason. We had the big week by the Padres, of course, trading for Yu Darvish, trading for Blake Snell, signing Ha-Sung Kim. But since then, not too much has been going on. But on today's episode, maybe a look at why it hasn't, or at least the small pieces of news that have been happening over the last few days, and showing how slow it has really been. And then coming up a little bit later, another Mailbag Monday episode of the podcast. One question to answer from a listener on today's pod regarding the Orioles prospects, specifically the ones that are not on the 40-man roster, but could be somewhat close to making their big league debuts. We'll talk about that coming up after the break. That is all coming up, though, on this episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast, which is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order of those delicious protein bars over at BuiltBar.com. So you look around baseball right now, you know, pretty slow last week to the offseason, and really what I'm doing now, just scrolling, over at MLBTradeRumors.com, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, continuing to look at some of the moves that were already made. And we're waiting on the big free agents, JT Realmuto, Trevor Bauer, George Springer, and others to end up signing their deals. But we are into January. We are into 2021, and it's getting slow again after the big couple of days from the Padres. You know, your biggest stories here is that the Dodgers, you know, interested in DJ LeMahieu, another big name who has yet to sign. You've got some very minor moves that the Marlins made. They signed Sandy Leone, the former Red Sox catcher, to a minor league contract. They signed Ross Detweiler, the veteran left-hander, to a minor league, to a major league contract. A little better there. They designated former Orioles prospect, the left-handed pitcher Stephen Tarpley. He was DFA'd by the Marlins. That's kind of the news we are looking at right now. The Cubs signing the left-handed reliever Adam Morgan to a minor league deal. He formerly of the, not-so-great Phillies bullpen. But that's the kind of stuff we're looking at as far as news in baseball right now. And things really slowing down. And, of course, over here, as we cover the Orioles, we were expecting things to be pretty slow. You know, we had the big November as far as Orioles news goes. Of course, they non-tendered Hanser Alberto, and they traded Jose Iglesias to the Angels. You know, really the big moves that the Orioles made, DFA of Renato Nunez as well. But other than that, you know, been some minor league signings. We've talked about them, and that's really been about it here on the pod and for the Orioles in general. But the hope is that, you know, Major League Baseball steps it up and some teams start signing guys. I mean, George Springer's out there. JT Realmuto's out there. You know, there's some big names that are still waiting to get that contract. A couple of players from the MPB in Japan as well, waiting for potential contracts in Major League Baseball. So we don't expect much from the O's. If they do something, we'll talk about it right here on the pod, but just kind of maybe giving a little kick in the rear to some other teams around baseball. Let's get this offseason going as we have hit January, and thank you to the Padres for the big trades, but we're looking for some free agents to start finding some new homes. But here on Locked On Orioles, of course, not any of the big-name free agents are going to sign with the Orioles. We know that. Honestly, I would not be surprised, and I've said this before, if the Orioles did not offer another major league deal for the rest of this offseason. They'll probably bring in a few more players on minor league contracts with some spring training invites, but I don't see another major leaguer coming to the Orioles. Best chance would be maybe a veteran shortstop to help out at that position. So, of course, we got to keep talking about the minors. You know, the Orioles making some minor league signings. Last week, we talked about Nick Schufo, the former first-round pick of the Rays, the catcher that the Orioles brought in on a minor league deal. Matt Germain joined the podcast last week, if you want to go listen to that one. Talk about Schufo and his improved swing, and really the hype that he didn't live up to with the Rays and his chances now with the Orioles. We talked about multiple minor league signings. But now I want to look at the guys who are Orioles prospects and in the system here on a mailbag Monday. So coming up after the break, we are going to answer the one listener question we have for today. It involves the Orioles minor league system, specifically prospects who are not currently on the Orioles 40-man roster, but might be able to get to the big leagues potentially in the 2021 season. So we are going to focus on that, answer the question here on a Mailbag Monday, coming up after the break. No baseball games on yet, at least in Major League Baseball. So I know some of you sports fans are looking elsewhere right now. Got the NFL just wrapping up. Ravens making the playoffs. They'll be in the postseason, which starts next weekend. College football bowl season just wrapping up with a national championship game coming up next Monday. And we're also into college basketball and NBA season as well. And in terms of wagering on some of these sports, there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Now, speaking of college basketball, because we don't have any more football until the weekend, how about looking at games today? And the Dirty Terps are on tonight. Maryland heading on the road at 8 p.m. to take on Indiana in a big-time Big Ten basketball matchup. Right now, the struggling Indiana Hoosiers favored by 5 points, according to the betonline.ag line over the Terps. But the Terps got a pretty big road win at Wisconsin last Monday. See if they can do it again tonight as 5-point underdogs at Indiana. If you're interested in the wager lines on the college basketball games. But don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And the Locked On Orioles podcast is also brought to you by Built Bar. Now, you know about the Built Bar 12 OG flavors, including German chocolate, peanut butter, salted caramel, and toffee almond, just to name a few. But Built Bar, they came back a few months ago and made their Built Bar, as they say, even deliciouser with 6 new flavors, including cookies and cream, carrot cake, and lemon almond cheesecake, to name a few of those as well. But all these bars, 100% covered in chocolate. They are delicious, and they're great for someone who is health conscious. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber bars. Just look at the coconut almond bar. It's got 18 grams of protein and just 180 calories. So if you are interested in getting a delicious and healthy protein bar, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off of those delicious protein bars at BuiltBar.com. So we're back here with you on another Mailbag Monday episode of Locked On Orioles podcast. And today's listener question comes in. The question is, which Orioles prospect who is not on the 40-man roster has the best chance of making it to the big leagues, at least in 2021, or, you know, we can add to it, at least the next one who's not on the 40-man roster to make it to the big leagues. And so to answer this question, first, you got to start with the guys who are on the 40-man, who are most likely going to make their debut in 2021. And obviously, you look at the guys who were protected from the Rule 5 draft for the O's and should be making their appearances. So Michael Bauman, you would have to think the right-hander is going to get his shot at the big leagues this year. We're not sure whether it's as a reliever or as a starter, but he will get his chance this season. Zach Lowther, most likely going to get his shot. The left-hander should get some starts, and we'll see what he can do at the big leagues. Isaac Mattson, you almost certainly see him out of the Oriole bullpen this year. I definitely think he's going to be an opening day roster participant. Should be a nice weapon for the Orioles to have. If they keep their Rule 5 draft guys, Max Soroller, the right-hander, should make his debut, as should Tyler Wells, the two picks that they made in the Rule 5 draft. And then speaking of Wells, Alexander Wells, the left-hander, should make his debut for the Orioles as well. All of those guys added to the 40-man this offseason. Then you go to the position players as well. Ryland Bannon was added. There's a good chance he will get his shot for an infield spot with the Orioles. Yusniel Diaz, of course, out in the outfield, probably will get his chance. And Ryan McKenna might finally get that shot in the outfield, although it is a pretty crowded outfield. And then you add in one of the pieces in the Michael Givens trade from Colorado. That is the first baseman, Tyler Nevin. He might get a crack, although you put kind of Nevin and McKenna and then Alex Wells in kind of a next tier of guys who are obviously on the 40-man, maybe a little bit of a less of a chance to get a big shot, but probably still will get their opportunity in 2021. But the question is, you know, after those guys, will there be any Orioles players who will make their debuts in 2021, guys who are in the system right now but not on the 40-man? And if not, who would be the first, you know, come 2022? Well, you want to start with the top of the heap. And Adley Rutschman, obviously the Orioles' number one prospect, 22 years old. He hasn't played above Delmarva. You have to think he'll start 2021 as the catcher at AA Bowie. And, you know, I think there is a chance that Adley could be in the big leagues in 2021. But, you know, I don't know if it's going to be until September. I think he'll be the starting catcher on opening day of 2022, but not completely sure about next season. So you kind of move on past Adley because we know he's going to be in the big leagues sometime soon. And you start to, you know, rustle through the rest of these names on this 40-man roster, and really looking at it at this point, you know, I think there's two guys who could be, you know, coming from different places in the organization right now and will have different tracks to the big leagues, but especially among guys on the 30 or top 30 prospect list on MLB.com, I think have a solid shot of making their debut who are not on the 40-man roster. The first one is a guy who has not thrown a pitch in the Orioles system yet, and that is the left-hander Kevin Smith. He is currently the Orioles' 12th ranked prospect, and he came over in the trade with the Mets for Miguel Castro at the deadline this year. Smith was a 7th round pick by the Mets back in 2018. He will turn 24 in May, and a left-hander who was really, really good in AA in 2019. He started 2019 with the St. Lucie Mets in High A. He made 17 starts to a 3.05 ERA. Then he got bumped to AA Binghamton, and he finished the 2019 season making 6 starts for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. He had a 3.45 ERA in those 6 starts. He worked 31 and a third innings, struck out 28, did walk 15, and allowed 25 hits, but only a 2.27 batting average against the lefty. Now, he's another guy. He's definitely going to start in AA Bowie this year, and he's not on the Orioles' 40-man roster at the moment. But I do think Smith, honestly, has a pretty good shot of making it to the big leagues, and there's really two reasons why. One, you know, he's going to be 24 in May, and he's got really good stuff. You know, he went to the Orioles' alternate site after the trade last year, and, you know, he did some good things, and he's basically got big league stuff at this point from the left side. The Orioles are really happy about Smith. He's been mentioned in multiple articles by different beat writers and you know, people trying to project who could maybe be some outsiders to make an impact for the Orioles in 2021. And Smith might be one of those guys. I think he's a lot closer to the big leagues than people think. And I think he could get his chance in the bigs at some point, maybe in the second half of the 2021 season. The other thing you mentioned is he was in AA, and, you know, despite the walks being a little bit of an issue, he put up some fantastic numbers at AA. And you got to remember, this wasn't in 2020 in AA. This was in 2019 in AA. So he's going to be, you know, almost 2 years removed from pitching well in AA. And if he starts 2021 off well in Bowie, he's probably going to go to Norfolk pretty quickly, and he'll be right there ready to get some chances at the big league level. Now, I know the issue for him is going to be that the Orioles have a lot of pitchers on their 40-man roster right now. You think about all the guys who are even more so veteran guys in the bullpen. Then you have, you know, their four starters who are pretty much locked in at the moment with Means, Cobb, Kramer, and Aiken. And then you have all those pitchers who they just added to the 40-man who I mentioned. But, you know, you think about an Alex Cobb trade potentially. You know, maybe a guy like Jorge Lopez doesn't work out so much. He gets moved. Maybe Keegan Aiken goes to the bullpen. And if Smith is pitching well and there's open 40-man roster spots, he's going to get that jump. I think really out of these guys who are not on the 40-man, I would say Kevin Smith might be the next one to get that chance. I really do think that although, you know, he really was the piece that came over from the Mets in the deal for Miguel Castro at the trade deadline this year, I think of all the guys the Orioles picked up at the trade deadline this year, and they did pretty well, you know, for some relievers who weren't closers. They got a pretty good haul. You know, they picked up Tyler Nevin and Taron Vavra from the Rockies for Michael Givens. They ended up getting a couple of young guys for Tommy Malone. But Kevin Smith coming over for Miguel Castro, I think this could be the best player that the Orioles picked up in those deadline moves this year. Nice job by Mike Elias to go get Kevin Smith. You know, we talked to some people who cover the Mets after that trade was made. And, you know, I think the Mets were somewhat happy to get some more bullpen depth with Castro. But it seemed like across the board, Mets fans and people who cover the team, pretty upset to lose Kevin Smith, especially for a guy who is at best a setup man in Miguel Castro. I think, you know, they saw a lot of good things out of Smith at the Mets alternate site last year, and especially in the minor leagues over his first couple of seasons. And, you know, he was a really fast riser in that system. You look at what Smith did. You know, he was drafted out of college in the seventh round back in 2018. He goes right to Brooklyn, which is the New York Penn League short season affiliate. He pitches 24 innings in Brooklyn, and he has a 0.76 ERA with the Brooklyn Cyclones. I mean, he was dominating. And so, of course, they send him to full season ball, but they send him right to high A. He dominates there, and all of a sudden, he finishes his first full minor league season pitching very well at the double A level. That's really the big thing. He's been such a fast riser. He's had a full year to work. Now he's got more of a chance to move up being in the Orioles system rather than the Mets system. I think you're going to see Kevin Smith pitch at some point in an Orioles uniform in 2021. Now that's the one I feel like is most likely going to happen. But I think there's one more name that Orioles fans have, you know, really been waiting on here for a few years. And I feel like 2021 might be the year, at least to give him a shot. I think it might be the year we finally get to see Cody Sedlak at the major league level for the Orioles. Of course, we all know Sedlak and what he's been through after the Orioles took him in the first round back in 2016, 27th overall pick out of Illinois. He had that unbelievable final season with the Fighting Illini and one of the best pitching staffs in college baseball history that year, an amazing Illinois team. He was the ace of that staff, and the Orioles brought in the right-hander who had incredible stuff and just incredible college numbers. And he came in, you know, after that draft, and he made nine starts in Aberdeen in 2016 and pitched well enough. And then he went to Frederick in 2017, and that's when, you know, things started to get a little difficult for Sedlak. You know, he made the 20 starts in Frederick in 2017, had a 5.90 ERA at high A. And of course, we find out he's dealing with the elbow issues that year in 2017. Then he has the other injury issues with the finger and the elbow in 2018, you know, when he pitched some at Aberdeen, some in rookie ball, then back to Frederick. And again, you know, the six starts in Frederick, a 7.97 ERA. But Sedlak, he found his groove out of the bullpen in 2019. You know, he did make 10 starts at Frederick, and he had a 2.36 ERA. And then he came up to Bowie, and he made nine appearances, six starts. He did have a save. He had a 3.71 ERA. Finally made it to Double A in 2019, passed all the injuries. And he started some. He worked out of the bullpen some. But he showed that his stuff is still there. He can still get guys out. And, you know, you pretty much have to think the Orioles are going to put him in Triple A Norfolk to start the 2021 season, which means, you know, even though he's not going to be on that 40-man roster to start the year, he's going to be very close for the Orioles. He's going to be in AAA. And if he pitches well for the Tides, I think the O's might give him a shot out of the bullpen next year because, you know, I know it's only been 5 years since he was picked, but his time in the Orioles system is running out. And for a first-round pick, you know, you definitely want to be able to get a guy to the major leagues at least once to see what he's got before that, you know, initial contract runs out. And for the Orioles, that time is running out a little bit. And I think this might be the year where we do get to see Cody Sedlak. Now, I will say Kevin Smith, I think, has a better shot, but I think this could be the year of Cody Sedlak. And, you know, it was tough to watch the injuries. And obviously, you know, even if he does get to the big leagues and perform well, I don't think he's ever going to be what the Orioles thought he could be when they drafted him out of Illinois. But if he can be somewhat of a productive major league pitcher, you'll take that out of a 27th overall pick, especially with all the injuries he has dealt with. Just hoping for the best for Cody Sedlak and hoping he can make something of it at the big league level for the Orioles. But for the O's, that is the potential for 2021. And some of these guys that aren't on the 40-man that could potentially make it to the big leagues for the O's this year. But while we wait on that O's season, you know, there is other sports going around. And when, you know, when the O's season gets here, we'll talk a little bit about the betting lines on the Orioles, their singular games, and, you know, the team totals as well. But we're looking back. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. And if you're betting this year and you want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, when baseball season gets here, they'll be talking some baseball as well. But until then, head over to Locked On Bets. Get it wherever you listen to this podcast. And Lee and your boy Q will help you get a little bit of money in your pocket. But we are still looking forward to opening day and still chugging along here in the offseason. If we get any Orioles news, we will pass it along to you. And of course, if you have a question that you want to be answered on one of our future Mailbag Monday episodes, you can email us at lockedonorioles@gmail.com, or you can tweet to our account at lockedonorioles on Twitter, or tweet me at @ConnorNewcomb_, and we'll answer your questions on future Mailbag Monday episodes of the podcast. And coming up later this week here on the pod, we are going to continue the countdown that we got back to last week of the Orioles' top 10 moves and transactions of the last decade. We are on to number 2 on the list. And later in the week, we're going to talk about a group of 3 moves the Orioles made to acquire 3 starting pitchers that really turned this franchise around back before the 2012 season. So we will get to that later in the week, and we are going to do a little Locked On Orioles, Locked On Ravens crossover later in the week. Kevin from Locked On Ravens is going to join us as we talk about the Ravens season with them beating Cincinnati 38-3 yesterday and securing a playoff berth for the third straight season with Lamar Jackson at the helm. They will get a playoff rematch with the Titans on Sunday, and Kevin's going to join us, do a little crossover episode to talk about that game as we promote his pod, Locked On Ravens, here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So if you're a Ravens fan as well, make sure to check that one out. But that all will be coming up later in the week. Till then, this has been the Locked On Orioles Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.